CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the YLP second segment. You are still tuned in to your boy, Bongani Tao. With me is Chanel Karuan and George from Everybody Loves Everybody. Since it's the festive season and everyone is celebrating the joy of giving, Christmas in itself, you drop the last syllable, you get Christ. And Christian or no Christian, Christ is just a symbol of service, love, the fraternity, and those are some of the principles that he taught. And that's what the season is about. It's about giving, it's about kindness, it's about love. And what better way to celebrate this festive season with that spirit than to have Everybody Loves Everybody organization. These guys are doing incredible work. From where they started off to what they're doing now, it's all about cheerful giving. And we have George Nettleton from Everybody Loves Everybody as a representative, I beg your pardon, of them to talk to us in studio today. How's it, George?
Very well, and yourself? Good afternoon.
Afternoon. So, George, just a brief intro of yourself and what you do, and Everybody Loves Everybody, and we'll shoot straight to everything.
Cool. Well, my name's George. I'm the financial director of Everybody Loves Everybody. But I'm actually sort of like a small sort of part in the team of eight of us who sort of have run this charity that has kind of blossomed out of out of nowhere into sort of what it is today. So Everybody Love Everybody, sort of, it's a charity which tries to sort of aim to sort of try and fix a bit of the brokenness in our society. Hmm. And when we first sort of started out, we didn't want to create a charity that was just sort of another sort of begging bowl or another sort of need on corporates or sort of social South Africa. And so what we kind of came up with was basically this sort of social capitalism. Basically, how can we get money, or how can we sort of raise funds out of people, still get them to be really happy about it, still get them to have a good time about it. And so ELE was born. Basically, what we started off by doing was throwing our first little sort of house party. We had about 100 people. At times, the main DJ was an iPod. And
wow.
I think we, in the end, after sort of 2 days of sort of partying at this sort of farm, we managed to raise about 5,000 rand. And we realized, wow, we were actually sort of onto something. And sort of during that sort of time, two of our friends, Mike and Tim, they're the founding members of our ELE group.
Okay.
They managed to come across an orphanage, which was out in Kelvin. And this orphanage seemed to, wasn't well supported, didn't have any sort of state funding. And they just seemed to be quite stretched beyond their means. It was a husband and a wife, two absolutely incredible individuals, who had two of their own kids and then kind of couldn't say no to taking more on. And so sort of they blossomed. By the time we met them, they think they had 16 sort of orphans in their care that they were kind of taking care of. So our first sort of 5,000 rand that we raised went off immediately to this orphanage, St. James de Chantal.
Wow.
And then we kind of realized, right, we were onto something. And not only that, was that everyone who kind of attended wanted to kind of be involved now.
Hmm.
So for now, for the first time, we were actually tying people's sort of donations or what they were doing with their money into actually sort of a cause. And because of that, we've just sort of blossomed from there. We've had everyone sort of kind of getting involved, from everyone who comes and just participates, to now DJs who come and sort of give up their time for our main music festival.
Wow.
To guys, or we've even had sort of corporates such as Red Bull sort of sponsor equipment and stuff. So it's been absolutely sort of incredible seeing everyone sort of get on board and get involved with sort of our ELE movement. So that's sort of a little background to kind of like sort of our ELE charity. We started from there. We started with our sort of our first sort of event and with our first sort of charity. And since then, we've now sort of expanded. And we've now got sort of five initiatives that we're now sort of involved with. So from St. James, we also have InterTays, which is a daycare center out in Soweto. They look after 66 kids, 30 of which actually stay on the premises. They also got Sunshine Sanctuary, which is a animal welfare clinic out in Plettenberg Bay. They look after basically sort of animals, rehabilitate them, and they take in sort of, and they go around and they basically educate people in the townships and how to look after sort of animals, sort of basic pet care, spay and neuter, look after them. We just used some of our funds for our most recent event to actually build them a fence so that they can have like sort of a nice large area where they can sort of rehabilitate sort of any sort of animals. And so that's been quite a nice sort of step forward for them. Another one sort of initiative we support, I do believe you might have heard of them, is the soccer grannies. So this is a sort of a team of grannies out in Limpopo,
yes.
Octogenarians, sort of between the ages of 65 to, I think the oldest one is 87 at the moment.
That's amazing. It's
absolutely
so
incredible.
Amazing.
If you can actually see anything more about them, if you guys want to sort of Google about the soccer grannies, they're absolutely inspiring, sort of what they've been getting up to. And them in their own right sort of seem to have been sort of growing and going on. So we sort of encouraged by sort of buying them things that they wouldn't necessarily spend money on. So we've got them kits so that they can actually feel sort of parts of teams when they play against each other. Sponsoring transport for them to get to and from games. It used to be sort of pass the hats around so they could all sort of... So what we've kind of trying to be doing is trying to find some initiative where we can get involved in, where we can kind of make a difference, and then tie that back to kind of what sort of events we throw as a sort of an organization, so that all of our friends, our supporters, our patrons who kind of come and enjoy it can kind of now see what they're doing. And it's quite easy to get someone to come have a party for the kids.
Yeah.
It's very, very easy to convince sort of people, especially with rubber arms. So, we seem to have been doing well. It came out of kind of like sort of nowhere. And the last sort of event, I think sort of in total revenue was over R500,000.
Wow.
And in total profit, thanks to donations and all the spare time for everybody, made over 330,000.
Wow, from that first 5K that you made. It's amazing.
So our main event that we throw now annually is a boutique festival, which is called Beats in the Bush.
Okay.
And it's out in Limpopo. We've got a friend of ours' family kindly donate their game farm to us for a weekend.
Jeez.
So we managed to go out there. We try and put together the best sort of little event we can. We've grown to now 3 dance floors, including sort of a live band stage. We have food stalls, and we try and keep it small, sort of 1,000 people. So it's a boutique effort. You come, you arrive, sort of maybe not knowing anyone, but by the end of the weekend, you kind of generally know everyone around you. And because of the spirit and the vibe of the festival, it just actually seems to be like, it's one of my most enjoyable sort of weekends of the entire, even though you have to sort of run around organizing and doing things, it's entirely enjoyable. So, that's sort of the main sort of gist of ELE.
Very, very incredible.
It is incredible. I just want to know why the name, Everybody Loves Everybody,
Well, so firstly, it just seems to like kind of encapsulate sort of the gist of what we were trying to get along.
Yeah.
To be absolutely honest, where it comes from, I think it could be a rap song. In 2007, I think it was Everybody Loves Everybody.
Yeah.
Some sort of rap song somewhere, and we might have just stolen it. And it's kind of sort of taken off. So ELE, Everybody Love Everybody. I know I mentioned that there's sort of a core team of 8 of us, but it's actually sort of a lot bigger. We've got sort of a WhatsApp group which contains about sort of like 35 sort of our friends and people who are just like, no, I love what you're doing. How can I get involved? What can I offer? What can I add? And because of that, sort of like our team of sort of 8 is actually sort of a team of maybe about 30 to 40 people actually all just trying to come together and do their little bit. And it's not just for that event. We just had a very successful Quizmas, which is basically a pub quiz with a Christmas theme.
Okay.
So everyone comes and you have sort of a great time. The next one sort of event we got coming up, we've got a brunch in January. We decided that people are probably going to come back from sort of the holidays, being a bit down in the blues. And so maybe we'd have some nice tunes and some champagne and some scrambled eggs for breakfast and see if we can get everyone back in a happy mood again.
Are we invited?
Of course. You're expected to attend.
we must definitely be there. So now, A lot of people, we live in an era that is moving into a lot of narcissism, you know, the selfie takers. It's just about me. And here's a group of guys, about 8 of you, and you decide to go the NGO route and you want to help kids. Why?
Sure. Why? Well, to be absolutely honest, a lot of us sort of come from sort of pretty well off and incredibly sort of privileged sort of backgrounds. And so when you actually just look at sort of South Africa and sort of the country you're raised in, I mean, it's an absolute sort of privilege to live here. And there's so much that can be done. It's almost a question of why it took us almost so long to start getting involved in this sort of stuff.
Wow.
And I mean, now that we have been doing it, I think every single one of us would agree that it's probably one of the most fulfilling sort of aspects of our lives. I mean, pretty much all of us actually have full-time jobs that we work. We're trying to embark upon the scary world of careers. And yeah, so being able to have lots of time out during the week to actually go in and dedicate to this, sit and have our little meetings, our little AGMs or general meetings, and sit and discuss what are we going to do, how are we going to make a difference. It's actually quite a nice break from the doldrums of sort of normal life. So,
yeah.
I mean, if anything, I'd encourage more people to try and get involved and try and just make just the smallest difference in South Africa, because the more sort of like difference you make, the better this place is for everyone to live in. Yeah, and I think that's something we've all kind of like sort of quickly realized. So, I mean, yeah, when you ask why, yeah, why not? It's one of the greatest things we've ever done.
and how has this impacted you in the long run?
Sure. Well, I've learned a hell of a lot, from sort of just learning how to deal with sort of people to running an event to, so one of the things that because we started off out of sort of middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And the last thing we were thinking about was tax. This year I had to run around kind of like trying to work out how to become and legitimize basically everything, because we wanted to become as transparent as possible. We publish our bank accounts, but we wanted to make sure that kind of everything is above board. So doing sort of the SARS documents, becoming a so we've got an official PBO number, we're officially registered as a non-profit organization, a non-governmental organization, just trying to make sure that everything we can do, all the boxes we can do in tech. So, I mean, I've learned just personally, my growth just doing that sort of stuff has been quite incredible. It's been a fulfilling and rewarding experience sort of from like start to finish, really. And it seems to be something that we can continue going on with, because it seems to have a lot of support, not just from our team, but from sort of everyone who seems to engage with it. So, yeah, positive signs ahead.
Great. And there's kids that benefit a lot from what goes on with the ELE. And you were telling us earlier on about the kids going into private schools and the kind of help that you offer to them. Would you like to take our listeners through that?
Actually, I'd love to. So this is actually probably our biggest pride and joy. So we've gone from actually sort of helping sort of an orphanage and actually just giving them sort of money to sustain and survive, to actually trying to drive an education initiative. So that was part of getting sort of our PBO number so we can become a public benefit organization. But what we're actually trying to do is two of the girls from St. James got offered a scholarship to a private school in Johannesburg. And it was a partial scholarship, so they needed sort of funding. And so that was sort of like a no-brainer for us. We're like, right, let's actually start contributing towards education. And sort of the more you actually think about it, education is actually sort of the key to sort of developing anything within this sort of country. I mean, you give someone sort of an education, you enable them to help sort of everyone else as well. So the knock-on effects are profound. And so now that's what we've started to move towards. We've now got sort of 5 kids, which are now enrolled in schools across Johannesburg. And we're trying to now force ourselves to actually become more sort of proactive in terms of, we want to get a website going, where you can actually go and sort of sponsor a child, actually choose one, we'll upload a progress report to you. You can actually see how the kid's actually doing, and you can actually have sort of some direct sort of relation with what you're sort of trying to do. So you can also feel like you're sort of making a difference.
Yeah.
So we're trying to now push as much as we can to the education initiative. Because that what we kind of like sort of feel is our new sort of like pride and joy and what we can kind of do. And I mean, if you'd asked us sort of a couple of years ago if we'd be sort of running some sort of scholarship fund, I think all of us would have been, mind blown. So, it seems like we're just trying to get involved in as many things as we possibly can and trying to just sort of make our small little difference, like, where we can,
Do you actively go out looking for projects that you can get involved in, or is it just something that sort of comes along and you're like, great, this is for us?
So, initially that first one kind of like sort of came along, and we've kind of operated on that sort of a basis since then. I mean, I'm sure if you just needed to go out and find a sort of a needy organization, it's just you just have to walk out sort of your front door.
Yeah.
These ones are in some way, someone has had some sort of engagement with them. Someone has been affected by them. So, for instance, St. James, I think one of the founding members had a family member who was adopted from there. And the reason why he'd gone there to go and see it was because he needed to get the original birth certificates.
Yeah.
So in some way, we're trying to help something that's in some way kind of touched all of our lives. But we're actually open to, kind of trying to making any difference we can, really.
And, with this ongoing, what are some of the goals that you hope to achieve with ELE going forward?
So basically, we want to carry on growing it as a social movement. Sort of the more awareness we can get about it, the better. What's quite surprising is we seem to have quite a lot of engagement from the United States.
Wow.
Yeah. People seem to be loving the website and sort of jumping on and trying to sort of contact us and see, like, how can we get involved?
That's fabulous.
Which to us was an absolute, what? How?
Yeah.
How did this happen?
Yeah.
So now we're trying to, like, work out, right, how can we use that, sort of entail that? We've got our, for the first time ever, we've managed to rope in one of our friends who's a social media sort of like wizard guru.
Oh, cool.
And he's
going
to start telling us actually what's going on, because while we might have all the best intentions, none of us have ever sort of run a charity before or an organization or kind of anything outside of just generally ourselves. So yeah, we're just slowly learning on the job and getting there. So I think in terms of where we're going, there's a lot of growth. There's a lot of potential for growth. And it's only going to be actually limited by sort of the number of people who kind of get behind and support it, because that's actually generally what it's about. Otherwise, sort of eight guys throwing a festival on a farm is kind of just boring.
Do you hope to penetrate more of South Africa and eventually Africa?
Yes. So one of the things we're wanting to do is we seem to have grown a bit of a following down also in Cape Town. So one of the things we're actually wanting to do is actually try and host an event within the next year.
Jeez.
Try and do something down there. Now, that obviously has its logistics in and of itself, so we're going to try and think about that. But absolutely. Like, the more we can actually sort of grow and like get more people involved, jump them on, throw them on the WhatsApp group.
Well, the Cape Town trip, just get a minivan, pack everybody inside, and it's a road trip.
Yeah, right, exactly. We've got so one of our little signature vehicles is actually found it on the farm. It's a old VW combi.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Those classics.
Old classic. And it's had the roof cut off. So we managed to mirror ball it. So it looks like a giant disco ball.
Jeez.
And it says ELE down the side. And we drive it across the event. So sometimes it's a DJ booth. Sometimes it's giving kids rides.
Nice.
We just had a Christmas party for the kids, where we gave out tons of presents for all of them. They had a great Christmas. I even had a great Christmas with them. That was wonderful. That's how everything's going.
That's really great. And the corporate companies and corporate guys that want to get involved, how do they get in touch with you?
Easiest way to get in touch would be on our Facebook page. It's at facebook.com/NGO ELE. So that's all one word. Otherwise, just email us at ngo@ele.org.za. Or lucy@ele.org.za. She's our wonderful administrations manager. We'd be absolutely nowhere, I suppose, without her. If you can get in touch sort of anyway, we'd actually love to hear it. Any way we can get sort of anyone on board, anyone involved. We've had brands sort of get involved in the past and sort of sponsor some part of the event. Anything we can kind of take, anything we can kind of get that kind of agrees with our initiative, we'd love to get them on board and sort of involve them.
And people, especially, who are very passionate about helping out in society, how do they get involved as well?
Well, that's exactly it. Just send us a message. I mean, if you've got just nothing but time, if you're a skilled individual, if you've got equipment, if you've got just even nothing but a smile, really, just come give us a message. Come get involved. Many hands make light work. A lot of the things don't actually happen. Well, they definitely don't happen sort of by themselves and stuff. So. Mm-hmm. Anything you actually want to do, just come give us a shout, even if you want to find out. There's so many aspects of things that we're doing, and because of what we're trying to get involved in, we'd love to hear from you guys. Please just, give us a shout.
And for such people that feel incapable, rather, of helping organizations like yours, why do you think they feel this way?
I'm not quite sure. To be absolutely honest, I'm one of those people who wouldn't necessarily just give money and donate it, so 10% of my salary, and just sort of donate it somewhere and just hope that that was gone and that's sort of my bit. And so I can completely understand why someone wouldn't just want to sort of donate or give some of their thing. But what I would ask of you guys, if you would want to sort of see it and everything, is get involved either yourself in doing whatever you want to do yourself and making a difference your own way, if it's not actually giving some sort of financial thing, or come get involved. Come see what we're about. Come see what we're doing and be the change, actually, that you want to see. That's actually the best way to do it. I mean, everyone can sort of sit by the sidelines and pass judgment. It's the ones who kind of get involved that make the difference. So, that's what we need.
That's very powerful.
Yeah.
And so for you guys, in running the whole project, you must have come across a lot of challenges. Take us through some of the challenges that you've had and what have been the measures to overcome them?
Sure. Okay. So, well, for everything from, I think, well, just in itself, starting an actual charity in South Africa is actually quite challenging.
Okay.
There's a bit of red tape, a surprising amount of actual red tape that you kind of need to go through to actually kind of get everything sort of like legitimized. So I did mention sort of my fun, playful fights with SARS. But sort of just in addition to that, I mean, being able to set up a structure, like, right, we've got directors, and I mean, we're a bunch of friends, and we've now got to decide, right, who's going to lead this and who's going to do that.
Yes.
And yeah, to try to formalize what continues to be a very strong sort of like group friendship, into sort of a structure where you've got to be at the end of the day, egos aside, this is actually about the kids. Like, you've got to, yeah, I think just for all of us, it's actually been sort of a massive sort of like learning experience, in sort of like what we've all sort of like uniquely been going through. I mean, one of the most interesting things, I don't do it much anymore and everything, is it's just trying to sort of manage the DJs. Mm. Because they're all great guys and they're all so talented guys and girls that, they all, and because they're giving of their time, they all want that sort of Saturday 8 p.m. slot.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just not one of those sort of people who's able to say no nicely to sort of everyone. I would have given them all the 8 p.m. slots, and then you've got a cacophony of DJs all playing at the same time. So yeah, just learning people skills. Just the things that have come into it along the way. And what's great about it is actually just by getting involved in this initiative, you actually bump into or you encounter a lot of people who are actually just as supportive. They're wanting to get involved. They're doing similar things, and they're on similar tracks. And when you can team up with sort of other initiatives, we've got some, well, we've now friends of ours who called Secret Sunrise, which they do this sort of silent disco thing.
Okay.
And they basically, we got together, we did a yoga day with them, and we've raised basically money for the charity. And so we managed to get like their market kind of involved in our sort of initiative. And together, basically, we managed to raise some more money for charity, which was, at the
everybody
end of the day,
loved everybody.
Everybody loving everybody. Yeah. Everybody loving everybody. Which is, at the end of the day, kind of like the point of it. So, yeah, it's great.
What are some of the unpopular decisions that you've had to make as one of the people at the helm of?
Sure. I'd love to say that all these like sort of grossly unpopular ones, we've had these massive fights, but the falling outs have not really kind of been there. I mean, we've had mild discussions about whether or not we should have Brutal Fruits stocked at the bar.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, it's like generally, yeah, once you kind of realize that you're at the end of the day, all of us are kind of working towards the same sort of initiative, it's very quite like sort of easy to put like your egos aside and kind of get on with what you actually kind of need to do. And when your decisions are actually things like, right, who do we need to help? Where can we distribute the funds? What's going to make the biggest effect? I mean, those are never kind of unpopular decisions. They're great ones to make, and great ones to debate and make decisions about. So, I'd have to say that was a struggle, but this hasn't really been that difficult for us to get along. Yeah.
So what's George's philosophy in life?
My philosophy in life?
Yes.
Sure. I think I'm still formulating it, really, I guess. I thought I'd have everything figured out at 29, but it seems like I have absolutely nothing. So, yeah, I don't know. Be good, I suppose. Just be lucky. That's basically kind of it. Be a good person, and the world will sort of give you good things in return.
That's very nice.
Yeah, I suppose that's the best way. But
it's straight to the point.
Yeah, no. Ask me again in 30 years, and I'll probably have something completely different. So, yeah, who am I to say?
So, you've already had the Christmas event that just happened for the kids. Are there any more plans lined up for 2016?
Okay, yeah. So, as in January, we've got the sort of the brunch lined up immediately. Then we're hoping to have a rooftop party, hopefully in...
We're getting down now. We're getting down.
In March and April.
We're talking Chanel's language now.
Yes. Oh, right, okay.
Rooftop party.
Yeah. Rooftop party. So we love our day vibes because, yeah, we love starting early. So we're going to try and organize a rooftop party. We've got getting busy chatting to a couple of venues to see what sort of deals we can sort of organize and go with. And then that's basically that sort of event we'll kind of use as a bit of a top up for our sort of funds. But we kind of use that as the basis then to use to kind of run the next festival. And that's going to happen in September. It's our biggest sort of event of the year. It's been sold out for the last sort of 3 years.
Jeez.
Wow.
We keep it boutique because we want everyone to like sort of have as special a time as possible. So those are our sort of our next sort of three events that are sort of mainly coming up. But apart from that and aside from that, we actually try and kind of get involved in little ways here with the kids. We've taken them to the zoo. We've kind of like trying to get some sort of initiative. So, I mean, if you guys want to get involved, you took them, there's that bounce trampoline place.
Yes.
They very kindly said to us, bring your kids, like, come have an entire day on us and everything, which is incredibly sort of generous of them. So yeah, we're trying to actually do kind of as many experiences with the kids, for the kids as possible. So if anyone out there actually has anything they want to try and like maybe chat to us about and everything, we'd love to hear about it. Just aside from our events where we're raising money, we would love to throw more events for the kids. Cause that's kind of at the end of the day, what's going to make the biggest difference
for the kids.
Yeah.
So what are some of the responses that you've gotten from the kids that, have, I think maybe to put it across to you, touched your heart in a certain way.
Sure, you're gonna get me all emotional now. So it was actually quite sort of it was incredibly special. So about three weekends ago, we threw sort of a Christmas party for them where we'd organised sort of like gifts. And I got to put on an elf suit, which was absolutely fantastic.
Can we get photos of that?
Can you photos of that? I do believe they might have escaped someone's phone and made it onto the internet and Facebook. But yeah, it was actually just great having little kids to sit on your knee, chat to you, and like believe in the magic of Santa and Christmas.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I mean, that was just that in and of itself was kind of worth like everything we've kind of done over the last like 4 or 5 years. And I mean, that's just kind of a drop in the ocean to, I suppose, the difference that we actually, I suppose, are making out there. But just, it's just being able to sort of sit, chat to them, see their laugh, see their smile. That's the actual difference. Yeah.
So we might be expecting a book from you or something.
A book. Oh dear.
I guess, you know, documenting everything that happens, I think it would make a lot of difference in the lives of a lot of people. Because there's people that would want to play a role in society, but not know necessarily what to do or how
exactly
to do it. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Is like I wouldn't have known. And I suppose if we'd set out to do this from the start, we probably would have like semi-failed miserably and maybe got frustrated at sort of the first couple of steps. What actually sort of makes a difference at the end of the day is that you're actually committed to just actually making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
From there, where it goes, how it ends up is, I suppose, up to sort of Murphy and his laws. And, unfortunately. So, I mean, sort of like the one moment sort of you're raising sort of funds for sort of an orphanage that we kind of just kind of heard about. The next, you know, we're building sort of dog sanctuary down in the Eastern Cape. You're never quite sure how it goes, but as long as you're actually committed to making the difference, you will find that way, you'll find that avenue, you'll find sort of that outlet to be able to sort of like touch or change lives, whoever lives those might be.
Just finally, it has been coming. Mm. What's your advice to our young listeners out there?
Start off with just a simple random act of kindness. It doesn't have to be even be daily, but just do something that is kind to another person, and see how that like makes them feel, and then also maybe just see how that makes you feel, and start from there. And from there, you can start going on to making sort of more of a difference in sort of other people's lives. And once, if all of us can just do one little tiny bit here and there along those lines, then I reckon this place will be a much better world to live in.
True.
So yeah, just start small, keep committed, and as long as you want to make a difference, just know that you can and you will.
It's as simple as that, as simple as that. You know, you look at an apple, it's got 4 or 5 seeds, but have you stopped and think or taken into thought how many trees, how many apples can come just from one of the 5 seeds?
That's it.
That's the effect our acts have on people.
That's exactly right.
Forests that will bring a great Glen Vista to the lives of people that will be adorned by the view in future. So everybody, wherever you are, start something, do something. George, thanks a lot for coming through, and
thank you so much for having me.
We want to be part of Everybody Loves Everybody.
Yes.
And look forward to seeing you guys at the rooftop party.
Sure. Party for the kids, right?
Hells yeah, tequila for the kids.
To our listeners out there, thank you for joining us for the last show of this year. Catch us again on the 9th of January. Now, you must have a great festive season. Enjoy, give, share kindness. And
yes,
for me,
don't do drugs.
Yeah, and don't do drugs.
And don't do drugs. Don't let the festive season get the better of you.
Yeah.
Stay safe on the roads as well if you're traveling, people.
And from us, Bongani, Chanel, and Sasha Lee, it is thanks and goodbye.
Peace. CliffCentral.com.